This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. All throughout society, the coronavirus pandemic has meant upheaval, and that is certainly true in higher education. Universities and colleges have had to make drastic changes in how they operate, suspending in-person classes, sending all students home, and shifting to virtual learning. How long will this last? How big of an impact will this have on schools? And will they be able to survive the crisis? Joining us to talk about how Kent State University is navigating the path forward is the university's president, Todd Dykin. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
My pleasure, Andrew, and thank you and all of your colleagues at WKSU for the great reporting you're doing during the pandemic.
At this point, on-site classes are canceled through the end of June. Is there any chance that could change either one way or the other, sooner or later?
Well, one of the things that we know about the pandemic is that we still have a lot of uncertainties. The great advantage that we have at Kent State is that we have a great College of Public Health. We have one of the nation's best epidemiologists in Dr. Tara Smith. We have a great public health policy expert, nationally renowned in Chris Wolverton, and we continue to consult with them. I think it's too early to make any pronouncements or to reveal any certainties, except to say that we'll continue to follow the advice of our own experts and those at the national level.
I want to ask you about financials. This has got to be a big financial hit for the university. The question is, how big? And that means both in terms of the immediate costs and the ones that will linger.
Yeah, for this fiscal year, which ends June 30th, you add up particularly our cost of refunds, which was about $14 million, some other one-time costs associated with a move to remote learning. We're somewhere around $20 million and in unexpected costs. Now, we'll get about $7 to $8 million from the federal CARES package that we can use to reduce those costs. Of course, we're not doing any traveling. We're not having the kinds of use of our facilities that would generate costs. So has there been a cost? Yeah, so probably in the end, we'll have to come up with $12 to $14 million in one-time savings for this fiscal year.
Can you talk about the game plan at this point for that?
Well, we were in pretty good shape financially for fiscal year 20. So I think the combination of cost avoidance from now on, meaning not purchasing materials, not doing any travel and the like, plus the Federal CARES Act funding, I think we'll be okay for FY20. And then for FY21, we are in the process of trying to figure out what a 20% reduction in state funding looks like, which is almost a certainty at this point. For our budgeting purposes, that would be multiple millions of dollars. And then we're all trying to gauge what the impact will be on enrollment.
And I wanted to ask you, is it too soon to know about the impact on enrollment?
You know, it's just a whole different world. And in any normal year, Andrew, if you asked me that, I could give you with some certainty what I thought our freshman enrollment would look like for the fall and what our returning enrollment would look like for the fall, because we would have had years and years and years of year-to-date comparisons. And this year, they're just kind of gone out the window. So, for example, May 1st is our usual date to accept admission into the institution. We push that back to June 1st. So our usual indicators really don't apply yet. And so we'll just have to continue to monitor our year-to-date numbers.
So does that mean on June 1st, you will have a better idea, at least for the next year at this point?
Well, I think by June 1st, we'll have a better idea, particularly for freshmen and our freshman class on the Kent campus. Our regional campuses tend to have a different calendar that they go by, so we won't know about regionals probably until later in the summer.
I want to ask you about the impact on the larger university community itself. What are the conversations that you've been having with your fellow university and college leaders? What are their concerns? Do they line up with what you're dealing with?
Yeah, Andrew, I don't know about you, but I would say the most challenging aspect of the pandemic for me, aside from the very real and obvious health concerns we all have, is uncertainty. I would say that there are two primary characteristics of trying to lead during the pandemic in a higher educational environment. uncertainty, constant uncertainty, and how quick things can change. So I think that's made it's made it difficult. Certainly, though, as a leader of Kent State and as I converse with the other leaders of Ohio public universities and indeed with national universities, we're all engaged in trying to reduce our costs, limit hiring, limit travel, reduce construction projects to deal with these uncertainties.
During our morning call today, one of our reporters was saying that he has a friend who works for another university, and they're being told there to, assuming they're coming back in the fall, to front load their classes, in essence, to try and get all the most important information to the students as quickly as possible, as opposed to ramping up. I'm curious what the plans are at this point, assuming that in-person classes will be back in the fall. Are there contingencies being considered in case there's another spike in COVID-19 cases and the need to go back to stay at home again?
So I would say a couple of things. First of all, again, we're fortunate to live in Ohio, which is exceptionally well led at this moment by Governor DeWine and by Public Health Director Dr. Acton. And so I'm fairly confident living in this state, maybe as opposed to some other state, that we'll get good guidance from our state officials. And I know that if and when we open again to face-to-face instruction and residential living, we'll do so with appropriate social distancing measures in place, public health protection measures in place. We meet now weekly with Dr. Tara Smith and Chris Wolverton. We're getting their advice as well. In addition, IUC schools, that's the Inter-University Council, the public universities in Ohio, are starting to meet on a weekly basis to look into reopening and what that would be.
President Todd Dykin, we should remind listeners that while you've been with the university for some time now, you only became the school's president last year. I'm not asking you to awfulize, but certainly of all the things a university leader has to worry about, did you ever imagine a scenario like the one we're in now?
No, I certainly never imagined this scenario, but I certainly did imagine that as the leader of an institution, you're going to be called on to deal with things both known and unknown. And so I never accepted the presidency of Kent State thinking that I wouldn't be asked to lead in challenging times. I could never have predicted a pandemic, obviously. And I will say that that is really still my great pleasure and enormous responsibility to serve as the president of Kent State. I would literally not want to be at any other institution at this moment. Very proud of how quickly and effectively we moved to remote learning. I think that's a real testimony to our faculty and to our students. I had someone ask me the other day, the president of another university, he said, "Boy, you must be regretting your decision to become a university president this particular year." And I said, "You know, in all honesty, it never occurred to me to rue becoming the president of Kent State. It's really continues to be my great honor and my great responsibility. And again, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else except this place at this time."
One last thing. How are you and your family doing?
We're doing great. We're especially happy because my son and daughter-in-law, who live in New Orleans, are now with us. And so they arrived some time ago, and they stayed distant from us for 2 weeks in our basement. And then they emerged out of that isolation after 2 weeks. So it's really great having them here. You know, of course, New Orleans has had very high coronavirus cases and caseload. So we're happy they're here. We're doing fine. We take lots of time to walk when we can, and we just continue to be very thankful that we're affiliated with Kent State University.
What's the one thing that you miss the most during this time of isolation, stay at home, social distancing?
The other day, it was late last week, I drove through campus, and I don't think I had driven through campus since March 16th. And it really just drove home to me what a special place Kent State University is. And those are just the buildings. Those aren't even the people. Now, I continue to have a lot of interactions with people, mainly leadership. So I would say that really what I miss the most are the people. And it was really great driving through campus. And it'll be really great driving through campus and going to campus when everyone's there.
We've been talking with Todd Dykin, Kent State University president, about the present and the path forward during the coronavirus pandemic. Thank you so much for your time. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you, Andrew.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.